Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we're diving headfirst into the latest developments that could change the course of one of the most infamous legal cases in recent memory. Just when we thought the story of Alex Murdaugh couldn't get any more twisted, new revelations have blown the door wide open. A clerk of court accused of influencing the jury, jurors stepping forward, breaking their silence, and questioning the very verdict they helped deliver. The South Carolina Supreme Court now stepping in, fast-tracking an appeal that could lead to a new trial. It's all happening right now. But here's the real question. How does justice get served when the people tasked with upholding it might have crossed the line? Did the promise of fame and fortune lure a court official into manipulating the outcome? And if so, what does this say about the fragile balance of power in a courtroom already under intense scrutiny? With these unsettling revelations surfacing, we're not just revisiting the Murdaugh case, we're questioning the very integrity of the legal processing itself. The deeper you dig, the murkier it gets. So let's dive into the heart of the matter, peel back the layers, and ask, how far does the influence go? The twists in Alex Murdaugh's saga reached a fever pitch when allegations of jury tampering surfaced, claims that now threaten to unravel the verdict of one of the most highly publicized trials in South Carolina's history. For months, the public believed justice had been served when Murdaugh, a once powerful attorney, was convicted of murdering his wife Maggie and son Paul. But the case took a dark turn as two jurors, Myra Crosby and Mandy Pierce, broke their silence, claiming misconduct by Colleton County Clerk of Court Rebecca Hill, misconduct serious enough to prompt the South Carolina Supreme Court to hear Murdaugh's appeal directly. Crosby, known during the trial only as the egg juror for her odd request to retrieve a carton of farm-fresh eggs, alleges that Hill deliberately targeted her. According to Crosby, Hill repeatedly inquired about her stance on Murdaugh's guilt during the trial. Crosby claims her responses remained consistent. She was undecided, unconvinced by the prosecution's case. Shortly before deliberations began, Crosby was abruptly dismissed from the jury, a move she believes was intended to ensure a conviction. She maintains that the reason given for her removal, that she had improperly discussed the case outside the courtroom, was fabricated to eliminate her as an obstacle to the guilty verdict Hill allegedly sought. Mandy Pierce, the second juror to come forward, echoed similar concerns. In a recent interview, Pierce revealed that Hill frequently entered the jury room during the trial making what Pierce now realizes were improper comments about Murdaugh's demeanor. She made it seem like his guilt was already a foregone conclusion, Pierce stated. Pierce admitted that these conversations shaped her view of the case, leading her to convict Murdaugh despite lingering doubts, especially given the absence of a murder weapon. These revelations shattered the narrative of an impartial trial and cast Hill's role in an ominous light. Soon after the verdict, reports emerged that Hill had been working on a book about the trial titled Behind the Doors of Justice, The Murdaugh Murders. The book's timing and the allegations of misconduct led to an ethics investigation, with the South Carolina Ethics Commission filing 76 charges against Hill. At the heart of these allegations is the accusation that Hill used her position for personal gain, manipulating a high-profile trial to further her ambition and profit from its outcome. Hill has denied the allegations but resigned as clerk of court in March 2024. Legal experts argue that even if Hill's actions were misguided, they may not rise to the level required to overturn a murder conviction. However, the South Carolina Supreme Court's decision to hear the appeal suggests that the allegations are serious enough to warrant a second look. This case touches on the delicate nature of jury integrity. Once dismissed as minor gossip, the conversations between Hill and jurors have taken on new weight, raising the question, can a verdict be trusted if those delivering it were improperly influenced? The defense has framed the issue as one of fundamental fairness, arguing that Hill's actions compromised the neutrality of the jury and violated Murdaugh's right to a fair trial. Judge Jean Toll, who initially denied Murdaugh's appeal for a new trial, acknowledged Hill's inappropriate behavior, but concluded that it did not ultimately affect the verdict. Toll's ruling described Hill's actions as foolish and driven by the siren call of celebrity. But the defense insists that the misconduct was far from harmless. As Murdaugh's attorneys put it in their appeal filing, common sense says that when an elected state official advocates for a guilty verdict to boost book sales, the result should be a mistrial. The implications of a successful appeal are staggering. If the South Carolina Supreme Court grants a new trial, it would not only reopen the case, but also cast doubt on the original investigation and trial process. Prosecutors, already under pressure for their reliance on circumstantial evidence, would face the daunting task of reconstructing a case that was believed to be closed. And while the public fascination with the Murdaugh saga may have waned slightly, the prospect of a retrial would reignite media attention and public debate. Legal analysts point out that the fast-tracked appeal reflects the gravity of the situation. The Supreme Court rarely bypasses the usual appellate procedures, and its decision to do so in this case suggests that the justices see merit in the defense's arguments. The question now is whether Hill's alleged misconduct reaches the legal threshold necessary to overturn the conviction, or if it will be deemed a regrettable but inconsequential misstep. Even if Murdaugh wins a new trial, his legal troubles are far from over. Beyond the murder charges, he faces a mountain of financial crimes in separate proceedings. Murdaugh was convicted of defrauding clients and his law firm, stealing millions of dollars over the course of a decade. These convictions alone carry sentences totaling 67 years, ensuring that Murdaugh will remain behind bars, regardless of the outcome of his murder appeal. As the Supreme Court prepares to hear the case, Murdaugh's legal team is focused on clearing his name in the murder convictions. For Murdaugh, a new trial represents more than just a chance at freedom. It's a last opportunity to restore some semblance of his family's honor. But for the public, the appeal has come to symbolize something much larger: the delicate balance between justice and power and the dangers of personal ambition in the courtroom. Judge Clifton Newman, who presided over Murdaugh's original trial, warned Murdaugh during sentencing that he would carry the weight of his family's loss for the rest of his life. Those words now take on new meaning as Murdaugh navigates the treacherous waters of the appellate process. With each new revelation, the case seems to drift further from resolution, leaving observers to wonder whether justice can truly be achieved, or if this saga will continue to unravel one twist at a time. The South Carolina Supreme Court's ruling could have far-reaching consequences, not just for Murdaugh, but for the legal community as a whole. A decision in favor of a new trial would send a clear message about the importance of courtroom integrity, while a denial would affirm the original verdict, reinforcing public trust in the system. For now, all eyes are on the justices, waiting to see how they will untangle the threads of misconduct, ambition, and justice that have come to define the Murdaugh case. With the spotlight now on jury tampering and courtroom ethics, it's essential to peel back the layers and explore the deeper context behind Alex Murdaugh's legal saga. His family's legal dynasty, rooted in South Carolina's Lowcountry for over a century, set the stage for this complex and dramatic downfall. But beneath the surface of Murdaugh's murder trial lies a tangled web of personal betrayal, financial ruin, and psychological manipulation, factors that continue to shape his quest for a new trial. Murdaugh's prominence in the legal world was both a shield and a weapon. For years, the family's name carried significant influence in South Carolina's legal and political circles, with generations serving as solicitors in the region. This influence allowed Murdaugh to maintain an image of respectability, even as his personal and professional life unraveled. By the time his wife Maggie and son Paul were murdered in June 2021, Murdaugh was already embroiled in multiple investigations for financial misconduct, misconduct that prosecutors later claimed provided the motive for the murders. During the trial, the prosecution painted Murdaugh as a manipulator who would stop at nothing to protect himself. They argued that Murdaugh orchestrated the killings to divert attention from his financial crimes, which were beginning to come to light. This narrative became central to the state's case, especially since there was no direct physical evidence, only a timeline built on cell phone data, surveillance footage, and witness testimony. While this theory convinced the jury, it also introduced questions about Murdaugh's psychology. Experts have speculated that Murdaugh exhibits traits associated with narcissistic personality disorder, a condition marked by grandiosity, a need for admiration, and a lack of empathy. His ability to manipulate others, maintain control over his narrative, and even deceive those closest to him aligns with patterns seen in individuals with such personality traits. The psychological analysis doesn't stop there. The defense team suggested that Murdaugh's history of substance abuse, he admitted to years of opioid addiction, may have clouded his judgment and impacted his behavior during the trial. His erratic behavior, emotional testimony, and frequent denials could be viewed as either genuine grief or calculated manipulation. These dual interpretations have complicated public opinion, with some seeing Murdaugh as a grieving father and husband, while others view him as a cold-blooded murderer attempting to evade accountability. Rebecca Hill's alleged actions during the trial have added yet another layer to the narrative. Legal analysts point out that even the smallest hint of misconduct in a courtroom can have significant repercussions. Jury tampering, in particular, strikes at the heart of the justice system's integrity. If jurors were influenced, directly or indirectly, the verdict becomes questionable and the public's trust in the legal process erodes. The South Carolina Supreme Court's involvement brings heightened attention to these concerns. The court is not only evaluating the specific allegations against Hill, but also considering the broader implications for the legal system. If Hill's conduct is deemed to have compromised the trial, it could set a precedent for future cases involving jury misconduct. Such a decision would reinforce the principle that justice must be impartial, no matter how high profile the case. Murdaugh's appeal also raises ethical questions about the role of media coverage in high-stakes trials. Throughout the proceedings, the case was closely followed by the public, with news outlets and social media platforms providing near-constant updates. This level of scrutiny can shape the behavior of those involved, from attorneys to court officials and, as the defense argues, even jurors. Hill's alleged pursuit of fame through her book deal exemplifies how personal ambition can conflict with professional responsibilities in the courtroom. The defense's strategy in pursuing a new trial hinges on exposing these conflicts and emphasizing the irregularities in the original proceedings. If the South Carolina Supreme Court grants the appeal, prosecutors will face a monumental challenge in reconstructing their case. Not only would they have to navigate the absence of new physical evidence, but they would also need to contend with heightened public skepticism and media scrutiny. Legal precedents suggest that proving jury tampering is notoriously difficult. Courts typically require clear evidence that misconduct directly influenced the outcome of a trial. In Murdaugh's case, this means the defense must demonstrate that Hill's interactions with jurors went beyond casual conversations and actively swayed their decision-making. The testimony of jurors Crosby and Pierce plays a crucial role in this argument, but even their statements may not be enough to meet the legal standard. If the Supreme Court rules against Murdaugh, it will likely signal the end of his fight for a retrial. But if the court sides with the defense, the decision could have far-reaching consequences, not only for Murdaugh's case, but for future trials involving high-profile defendants. The ruling would emphasize the importance of transparency and impartiality in the judicial process, reinforcing the idea that justice must be free from external influence. The stakes for Murdaugh are higher than ever. A new trial could provide him with a chance to clear his name, even if it won't erase the other convictions he faces. For now, Murdaugh remains behind bars, serving multiple sentences for financial crimes that will keep him incarcerated for decades, regardless of the outcome of his murder appeal. The broader public continues to watch the case with a mix of fascination and skepticism. For many, the Murdaugh saga has become emblematic of betrayal, greed, and the abuse of power. The narrative surrounding the trial of a respected attorney turned criminal, of a courtroom clerk allegedly driven by ambition, touches on themes that resonate beyond the confines of the courtroom. It raises uncomfortable questions about the limits of trust, the influence of power, and the pursuit of justice in an imperfect system. As the South Carolina Supreme Court prepares to render its decision, the legal community braces for the impact. A ruling in favor of Murdaugh would force a re-examination of the trial process and could lead to broader reforms aimed at preventing similar misconduct in the future. On the other hand, a denial of the appeal would affirm the original verdict, reinforcing public confidence in the system's ability to deliver justice, even under challenging circumstances. No matter the outcome, the Murdaugh's case serves as a reminder that the pursuit of justice is rarely straightforward. It involves navigating complex human dynamics, balancing competing interests, and confronting uncomfortable truths. For Alex Murdaugh, the journey toward resolution, whether through vindication or final condemnation, continues. And for the public, the case remains a gripping and cautionary tale of power, betrayal, and the high cost of justice. As we reach the end of this chapter in the Alex Murdaugh saga, we're left with more questions than answers. The idea that a courtroom meant to be a temple of justice may have been compromised by personal ambition is unsettling. If the allegations against Rebecca Hill hold weight, they don't just reflect poorly on one individual, but cast a shadow over the entire process. And it's not just about Murdaugh. This case is now about something much larger, the integrity of the legal system and the fine line between justice and influence. Think about it. How do you trust a verdict when the very people responsible for protecting the jury's neutrality may have been manipulating it? And even deeper, how do you reconcile the fact that someone's life, whether Murdaugh's or anyone else's, can be decided in a courtroom where ambition and fame might creep in through the back door? Murdaugh's story is as complex as the man himself. Is he a calculating murderer who killed his family to distract from financial crimes? Or is he, as his defense argues, a man caught in an unprecedented media storm trying to hold on to the remnants of a shattered life? Somewhere in between these extremes lies the truth, elusive, murky, and just out of reach. But here's what's clear. Murdaugh's fight isn't over. Even if his conviction for murder is overturned, the weight of his financial crimes guarantees that he won't be walking free anytime soon. But make no mistake, a new trial isn't just a procedural win. It's a shot at rewriting the narrative. For Murdaugh, it's a desperate attempt to claw back some dignity. For the public, it's a reminder that justice is never as simple as guilty or not guilty. And what about Rebecca Hill? If the South Carolina Supreme Court finds her actions to be jury tampering, her pursuit of fame through this case will serve as a cautionary tale, a warning to anyone in a position of power that personal ambition has no place in the pursuit of justice. But if the court determines that her actions didn't impact the verdict, what message does that send? That a little misconduct is excusable so long as the right verdict is reached? The implications are staggering. The weight of these decisions isn't lost on anyone following this case. A new trial could redefine not only Alex Murdaugh's fate, but also the public's trust in the judicial process. And that's where the stakes lie, not just for Murdaugh, but for the integrity of our entire system. This case has captivated the nation, not because it's a straightforward story of crime and punishment, but because it's a study in power, betrayal, and the limits of accountability. At the end of the day, we're all left wondering if this case, with all its high-profile scrutiny, can be swayed by outside influence. What does that say about the rest of the justice system? And where does it leave the ordinary people who rely on that system to protect them? The South Carolina Supreme Court's decision will reverberate far beyond Murdaugh's life. If they grant a new trial, it will raise the bar for courtroom ethics and jury integrity. If they deny it, it reinforces the idea that even flawed processes can lead to just outcomes. Either way, the lesson is the same. Justice is fragile. It depends not just on the rules we write, but on the people entrusted to follow them. I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe. And as always, we'll be here digging deeper into the stories that reveal the truth, even when the truth is hard to find.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary.
necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.